Friday, the 9th of November, Erev Shabbos and Parshas Toldos, Rabbi Mordechai Leitner, Insights into Parshas Toldos.
A good night of Shabbos, all of you. I'll try and give three hegyonim, one from the beginning, one from the middle, one from the end, but depends on the clock which is opposite me. My Zayda in the Sefer, Nachas Avraham, to Baba Herzl, asked the following question. He doesn't give an answer. Why is this week Seder called Toldos, and 4 weeks ago the Seder was called Noach? Start the same way, Eile Toldos Noach, and Eile Toldos Avraham. You should have started that Seder, Toldos, and this one called Yitzchak. It's even better because you always call the name, the one closest to the beginning. Toldos is the second word, and there we use the third one, Eile Toldos Noach, we call Noach, which is the third word. Call that one Toldos and call this one Yitzchak. That's his question, which he doesn't answer. So I'm going to endeavor to give an answer to that question. The Sipurna, the Arachayim, and other Rishonim take on that the word Toldos stands for Moiroi, it's happening, Kodos, and they bring a proof from the word Artisalel B'yei Mocha. Don't be proud, don't put off for tomorrow something which you can do today. You do not know my Yoled Yom, what's going to happen. You do not know what's going to happen in time, so do things straight away and don't wait. One of the tachlesim to having children, says Rav Dessler in his Kuntos HaChesed, is lahamshich a person's work. Nobody lives forever. We might like to, but nobody stays there all the time. So the children continue the work which we do, whether it's our Kodesh work, whether it's our mundane work, whether it's our yichus, whether it's our studying in the family. Children are the hemshach avodas. Therefore, with Shmuel, when the prophet says Vayikra Shezok in Shmuel, and Shmuel got older, the Gemara says Shmuel was old. He wasn't old. He was only 52. 52 is not an age. So the Gemara says on Rabbi Yochanan Zikno. Kaftza Olam, Zikna came upon him. Why? Because Hashem said to Shmuel, Nichamti, I'm sorry, Kim Lachti Yeshua, I'm sorry that I made Shmuel into a king. So Shmuel said to Hashem, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Shakaltani K'moshe V'yaron, you've made me the same as Moshe V'yaron, as I said in Adavni. Moshe V'yaron, V'chayana V'shmuel V'chayri Shemoy. Moshe and Aaron and Shmuel are on the same level. You've made me like Moshe and Aaron. Just like Moshe and Aaron, like bottle master day machayim, the work which they did in their lives did not become bottled. Yeshua was the Talmud of Moshe, and Yeshua was also the Talmud of Aaron. Their work continued. Yeshua continued their work. Afani leis bottle master the machayim. I set up Shaul, and if you're going to take Shaul's melucha away from him, come bechayim, my work is becoming bottled in my life. And the Abishah said, what should I do? And the Gemara got a whole cheshbon, oh my Kodesh Baruch Hu, ekfot olav zikna, I'll make Shmuel old. Which people shouldn't think that Shmuel died as a young man, maybe he's on an Aveda, I'll make him old. So the Mashal says, Mashal from here, that Shmuel died Kodim's manner, before his time. Even though the prophet says, as Mithri Yamacha Amali, that Kodesh Baruch Hu fulfilled the years of the Tzadik, Miyayim Miyayim, that Shmuel asked for Hashem was to take his life away. So you already see from there, a person doesn't like his work of his life to be taken away before him. He prefers to die beforehand. That shows a person wants Hemshach HaDeiris. We find a similar idea in Parshas Vayera, in the Haftarah of Parshas Vayera, the well-known story of Esha Tavadya, who says to Elisha, Abdecha Ishi Meis. What happened? The story there goes that Yehoram ben Achav had lent money to Avadia to supply 100 Nevi'im, 50 in one case, 50 in another one. It was only a halvoa, and eventually he offered the money back by the time Avadia had died. So Eshet Avadia said, Chanishka Geld, I've got nothing to pay you with. So he kept on nudging and he said, if you don't pay me, I shall take your children away. So she got very fatumult and she met Elisha and she said, Abdecha Ishi Meis, your servant, my master, has died, my husband has died, the Hanesha Bolakacha Sashine Yolada Loy Lavodan, and the Nesha, that is the creditor, is coming to take away my two sons for servants. What is the prophet starting off after Abdecha Ishi Meis? We're not interested in that. The main thing is that the servant is coming to take away, and that my two children are going to be taken away by the nation, by the creditor. What difference does it make Avdacha Ishimeis? What's that part of the setup here? The tenet is that normally children are mamshich davis. Children carry on the davis, which means the parents put in kreifas into the children. The children carry on the way the parents want them to be brought up, and that's how things carry on. We have a cloud which says bro kara diavua. A son is called the knees of the father. It's a Russian syllabus. A son of the knees of the father. It doesn't say the son is the head of the father, or the heart of the father, or the brain of the father. The son of the knees of the father. That's like the son of the knees of the father. But I saw in a sefer, the knees are the only part of the body which are sometimes there and sometimes not. When you sit down, the knees are there. When you stand up, the knees have disappeared because the person rises. The son of the knees of the father means through the son the father can rise, and through the son has the son of Paket as well. The father rises as a result of the son, and certainly after Mev Esim, when the father is not here anymore and the son does the right type of thing, then the son can be Mamsha, can rise, make the father rise. The son, I just saw this week that Rav Yoshi Ber told his son of Chaim Biskarov, Chaim Bisker, that you've got to learn Mishnayos from me every single day during the year. And the day that you don't learn Mishnayos, he says, don't say Kaddish. The Mishnayos is so choshev, even more than the Kaddish. That's what we can say, the Chashir is what a son can do for the father. So you see that, what you see there, that the son continues the father's life. That is what Eishes Avadah said to Elisha. Kozma, my children are here. My husband's not here anymore, but Kozma, my children are here. I teach them, and I train them, and I guide them, and I nudge them, and I bring them up the way my husband would have wanted. So at least when they're here, I feel as if my husband is still alive. But now that the notion is going to take away the two children, I won't even have Ishi anymore. Abdacha Ishi Meis, now I feel my husband's died all over again, because I'm no one, I don't get any hint of Chazavis. So, what does the child do? The child is the Hemshah Chazavis between the Zayda and the next generation. The child is there. Father, grandfather, father, son, the child continues the Zayas. Things carry on, and the child in his time will also be mentioned between you and the dervish comes further. In Lashon Kodesh we've got two words meaning a chain, a kesher, a hemshach. One word is shal sheles, and one word is shal sheles. A shal sheles is a gematria 1060. You can do it quickly if you like. A shal sheles is 1400. The difference between shal sheles and shal sheles is 340, which is a gematria of the word shame. Which means a person with his good name, you can achieve so much with your good name, you can become a shal sheles or a shal sheles, depending what type of chain you want to make. Now let's get back to the kasha which my grandfather asked. Why is last time the seder called Noach, and this week the seder is called Tolus? That one should be called Tolus, and this one should be called Yitzchak. The answer is you can't do that, because Noach was not a link, he was not a good link between his father Lemech and the future generation, because the whole generation finished. There was no Hemshech Hazeres. Everything stopped. He would have liked to be, but nothing happened. So you can't call that Tolus, because there is no continuation of the Zeres. Whereas this week said, you've got an Avram, you've got a Yitzchak, you've got a whole Hemshech. So things work out very well. Actually, state in Zoha, that Zedra started Eile. And this week said it started the Eile. There's a Rashi, as you probably know, Eile Posaka to Rishonim, and the Eile is a much of the Rishonim. There says Eile Tolus now, because then Noach came off a complete stop. This is the Eile Tolus Yitzchak, there's a Hemshech Avodah. That's the first piece. Then I'm going to go to the middle of the subject. But to start off, I want to do a little bit of davening with you. In davening we say like this. Every morning, in the Brochas Hashacha, we say, V'sigmaleinu chasodim tovim, grant us chasodim tovim, Baruch Atah Hashem, Goyma chasodim tovim l'Amo Yisrael. What does it mean chasodim tovim? Have you ever heard a person doing a chesed ra? Every chesed is good. Chasodim tovim is a tautology. Question one. Question two. Baruch Atah Hashem, Goyma, or Ha Goyma, chasodim tovim l'Amo Yisrael. That's an Amri Yisroga chesed, and to gain the gentle chesed, they don't wake up, they don't walk, they don't eat, they don't feel, they don't do things. That's an Amri Yisroga. What does that mean? Baruch Sh'omar. Baruch Sh'omar, we say that, we say in the Baruch Sh'omar that, Baruch Mishalem Socha Toiv Lireya. Hashem is supposed to pay Socha Toiv, good star. Again, is there any such thing as a bad star? Liraya, right after Liraya. These four questions we're going to try and answer. Where do we get the answer from? We get the answer from a tefillah which Shlomo Melech said in Melochim when he set up the Beit HaMikdash, the most famous tefillah of Shlomo. V'ofisa v'nosata le'ish kachol d'rochav. You, instead of Hashem Yisroel, you shall do and you shall make to every person, give every person kachol d'rochav according to his ways. The way you, Hashem Yisroel, can figure out the person's heart, give him what he deserves. That's classic plan Yisroel. When it, in Pasuk Mem Gimel, it says there when it comes to the Goyim, Yosisa kachol ashayikra lecha hanochi. Whatever a nochi asks of you, you give him. Clap it umas oilim, give him whatever he wants. What? The cash is so obvious. A yid who keeps everything, he keeps kashrus, he keeps all the mitzvahs, he keeps the kaas tarach and mishpacha, he keeps Shabbos. Him you only give kachol d'rochav according whether he's worthy or not. And going kachol ashayikra lecha, and that's what you give him. Where is Shlomo Melech get such a tefillah from? He got the tefillah from this week's seder. This week's seder, when we find something very strange. When Yitzchak became old, and he gave the bracha to, he thought he'd given it to Esav, but he gave it to Yaakov, he starts off with possibly Yitzchak Nechav HaLekim, the famous word Yitzchak Nechav HaLekim. The kasha is, you don't start a bracha with a V Yitzchak. If you're giving something, you continue V Yitzchak, but you don't start off a sentence with an and, you learned in school. You don't start off with an and. V Yitzchak Nechav HaLekim, what's just V Yitzchak? So Rashi says, Yitzchak V'yachzer Yitzchak. He will give and he will give and he will give and he will give. If Hashem is supposed to give and give and give, how come it says, Yitzchak V'Elokim? Elokim is Midas Hadin. If Hashem is supposed to give and give, it should be sure of Yitzchak V'Hashem, which means the Tanakhna. So Rashi says that he will give if you are worthy of it. If you are worthy, if the gift is meant to come to you, then you will get it. Al Pidin. Elokim is Al Pidin. If you're worthy of it, you will get it. Ve'lav la'yitin achol. Hashem is what gives you whether you're worthy, but if you're not worthy, you will not get it. But Eitzo Omos O'ilam, so Rashi says, he will give anyway. Because the joy will be created tagor. He will start saying, less din, the less dine. He will say, there is no such thing as the Almighty. He'll say, the house, I've come all this way, I've traveled such a long way to come to this house to pray here, and now I see anybody mamish because my prayers are not being answered. So the Vilna Gaon says stuff like this. Tevin, this word Tevin, is not an immediate goodness. It is a long, ongoing, and something which is in the future. You don't always get the answer to your question. Sometimes we want, we ask, we beg, and Hashem says, nisht, sometimes nisht. Lo yiyah, goodbye nisht. Sometimes the answer is no. Not every time the answer is yes. Always I saw this week in the Yisrael Zorbistein, sometimes you ask for something, Hashem has got to do loads of other things before your request can come. There could be a whole string of things which have got to be set up before your final request. And you can't just give you this, you've got to do various other things. And those are actually happening before you're getting your request. So we do not know what the cheshbonos are. Tevin means it's everlastingly good. Even though in the short term, the answer which Hashem is giving you is no, but in long term it's going to work out good for you. That's tevin. But that's only we who understand it, that a yesh mocha le'achazman, sometimes we get answered to our questions years later. I feel very much that could be the good which we're enjoying today, could be the bracha from our zaydas and our bubas from previous generations who davened, and they didn't see the pre-Amolam, but we're getting it now. We do not know how brochas work. No tefillah ever goes lost. But how they work up there, it's not our department. We don't know that. But certainly comes under the word tevin. Tevin is something which is everlastingly good. Therefore, it fits in our davening. The sigmalenu chasodim, which are tevin, not a short-term kindness. We want a tevin one, a long-term kindness. And that only which hagenu chasodim tevin la'amu yisrael, as we understand that if the answer is no, there's a cheshbon there. Either we're at fault, or we're not at fault, somebody else is at fault, or nobody's at fault, but it's a long-term plan. And that only comes to Am Yisrael, not to anybody else. Therefore, when you say Mishalem Sachar Tzayiv, it is a good reward. The reward's not always for now. It's something which the array of people who understand it can do. Now let's go to Gemara Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Sela Zeh L'Tzotah. If a person donates a Sela for Tzotah, and he says, Bishvil Shuyishu Bonai, I want my children to live. You know, I can make a Mishabelah, we always do it. So you give a Nasana for Tzotah for my sons to live. Or, Bishvil Shu Ezke L'Chayi Olam Abba, I want to reach Olam Abba. So the Gemara, Hare Zeh Tzadik Gamo. It's a good Tzotah. So Tzotah asks the Kasha there, how can you say it's a Tzadik Gamo? Doesn't the Gemara say, the Mishnah in Ovah says, Al Tiyu Kavod Ma Misham Shem Tzorav Al Manat Al Kavod Kros, don't serve Hashem for the reward. Actually, if you look at Rabbeinu Hananel on that Gemara, Rabbeinu Hananel doesn't say the word Tzadik Gamo. Because the Gemara doesn't say Tzadik Gamo, the Gemara says letters Tzadik and the Gimel. And Rabbeinu Hananel says it's Tzadik Gemura, which means you're not a Tzadik Gamo. The Tzadik is a good Tzadik, but doesn't make you into a Tzadik Gamo. So with Rabbeinu Hananel, the cash is anyway answered. But everybody learns, besides Rabbeinu Hananel, the word is Tzadik Gamo. So Tzadik Kasha is, you're meant not to serve Hashem for the reward. So Tzadik answers, the Mishnah in Ovis talks about Goyim, Shetayin al Rishonis. They are upset and they regret what they've given. What do you think? Rabbeinu HaKodesh wrote a Mishnah and take over for Goyim. You're going to call a guy from the street and say, come on, I want to teach you a Mishnah which is written about you. How can Rebbe write a Mishnah for the Goyim? So the Tetus Yontus in Ovis explains like this. If a Goy gets something coming to him, or he asks for something and his company, she doesn't come his way, he's mischaret, he's upset. He's sorry that the good thing which he's done. You ask him to give something for the lottery or so, and he knows he won't get any answer. He won't get rewarded. He's sorry he gave it in the first place. He's tayal or ishoinis. Therefore, Goyim don't understand this idea that there's something in the future which we don't figure out. As Klal Yisrael, we know that if we don't get answers straight away, things work. So this is what the Tetzus means. Tetzus says the Mishnah, which says I'm Tiyu Kavod Ma Misham Shem Tzorav Al Manat Kavod Kros, is don't serve for the reward, and if the reward doesn't come your way, you're sorry about it. That's talking about the Goyim. So therefore, when the Gemara says, "Ha'ayim Yisrael Azel L'Sot B'Shul Shiyichu Bonai," and if Machzeh that Bonai don't live, if for any reason Chas V'Shem the Bonai do not live, you don't regret the Tzoka you've given. Of course you don't. You the Tzoka should be a Tzoka, and you made a request, but Hashem Tzoka decided not. The Tzoka you're not going to undo. The Gemara says in Brochus, "Kalamalas Bitzkilosa." If somebody davens a long time, a longer davening. Ma'ayin ba, the Gemara says, if you're ma'ayin your davening, seif ba li dei kuev lev, you come to heartache. Why do you come to heartache? The Tzaddik said, why do you come to heartache? On the contrary, even tefillah is one of the highest things we can do. We say in our davening, even tefillah in the Mishnah in the morning, we say it's a wonderful thing. Why is even tefillah considered a bad thing? The Tzaddik said, no, there are two types of even tefillah. There's an even tefillah in kavanah from Perish HaMilas, and think what you're saying. That's a wonderful thing. That's wonderful. But Ian Stiller, when you ask Hashem, when will you fulfill my request? I'm waiting for you to fulfill my request. That type of thing is a Kohav Lev. Because we're not meant to be Yeshiv and Mitzvah when it happens. In fact, that's what the Gaon says. A proof to the Gaon's words about Tov being something long-lasting, I think it could be from Rashi in Parshas Bereishit. Vayah Elokim Ki Tov. So what Rashi say? Ki Tov, Ro'ohu Hashem Mitzvah saw that the light is not fit for a Shoyim. To have in this world, to put it for the love. That's key prayer for the future. Save it not for now, save it for the future. In our davening, we say as well strange words in the Moedim. I don't know if it ever struck you, but it struck me before. In Moedim, we say on a regular basis, Hatoid ki leicholu rachamecho, v'amalachem ki lesam chasadecho. The little shalika say that. It should be Hatoid ki leicholu toivesecho, v'amalachem ki lesamu rachamecho. Why do you go from Tzayiv to Rachamecha? And they're sort of going in Shlavim, they're going in ladder form. So I saw a Dovah Nifla in a Sefer called Tziyei Nederach. The Tziyei Nederach says that there are two different types of Middas. There's a Middah called Chesed and there's a Middah called Rachmanus. And the two are not the same at all. Tzayiv, the Middah of Chesed, it comes from the goodness of the giver. One is a mason, we're a mason, and from our goodness of our heart we want to give. We want to give and we want to give. Rachmanus is mitzvah ha-mekabel. Nebuchadnezzar has our problem, so you have Rachmanus on that person, so the person who is in a sad situation is Ma'ero Rachman with you, so you tell him, you feel you've got to give him something. There's a Mala and there's a Chafron in each way. The Mala in Chesed is that because you're a Mason, you don't care so much how much the Mekabel needs it. If a person wants to put his hand out, you don't go into great detail. Because you're such a wonderful person to give, you give regardless of how important a person's needs are. As the Gemara says in Psochem, more than the eagle wants to nurse from its mother, the poorer rates lahim. If one wants to give, one keeps on becoming a giver. Hashem has both made us that way. That we're meant to be givers. The chasorim b'dis hacheter, this sometimes you might even, in your wanting to give so much, you might have given things that are not necessary. Perhaps you don't even want that person, the person doesn't even want something from you. And yet you still, because you're a giver, you're giving all the time. The mailing in rachmim is you'll only give the person something which he really needs because the rachmonis comes from that person, he's really begging for something, that's how you'll give. And the chasronim is once you feel the person's rachmim is not necessary anymore, you'll stop giving. When it comes to the Abishter, things work differently. Hashem's work is chesed and rachmim all tied up together, and nothing ever stops. Hatoyiv, Hashem's work is the giver, the good one. Ki ochol rachmecha, even though our rachmim, we don't ask Hashem so much for it, he still atoyiv, he still gives us, even though mitalach, we stop asking. Hamarachim, Hashem's work is full of rachmonos, even though chasodecha, even though perhaps we're not deserving of it, Hashem is worth always give. Nothing ever stops. So we can see from here, and we say one other thing that is in the benching. In the benching we say, V'rachmin, v'chayim, v'shon, v'chol toiv, v'mikol tov lo'ilim alech asreinu. What is this toiv, and what is kol toiv, and what's that lo'ilim alech asreinu? As Rav Medrash brought down a well-known story of a Talmud of Rav Shimon ben Yochai, who went to Chutzah Oretz and became wealthy. A wealthy man. All the Talmidim in Eretz Yisrael were very jealous. They said, how come? He went to Chutzah and became wealthy. What about us? So Shimon ben Yochai took him out into a bikkur near Bnei Moreh. He took him out into a bikkur and he said, right. He said, bikkur, ki molei bin Yisrael. Bikkur, become full of golden coins. The bikkur became full of golden coins. So they thought they wanted to go. They said to Talmidim, he said to them that he says, Hari Zohar, you want money? Talu Rochel, here, take the money. But Hebrew Yodin, you should know, Mishu Natal Akshat Chelkai, Shal Eilam Abor Hibnaid. You're taking your Schav Eilam Abor now. I advise you not to take it. But the Matan Schav really comes to Eilam Abor. So that's what we're offering in our davening. We're offering in our benching. We say, for Rachamim, we ask Hashem for Rachamim, for Shayim, for Sholem, and for all the luxuries in this world. But we said to Hashem, please, Mikol Tov La'ilam, but we don't want the La'ilam, the forever, Alech Atreinu. Even though you're giving us now what we want, don't take it off our eventual Cheshvan. So now we'll get to the very end of the subject. The very last Pasuk, I think it's the very last one, we learn from there an interesting din. Vayelech Esav, last Pasuk, Vayelech Esav El Yishmol, Vayelech Mochalaf Bat Yishmol. Esav went to Yishmol, and he took Mochalat, the daughter of Yishmol ben Avraham. So Rishami says that he Mochalat Shmol, what her name Mochalat? Her name was Basmas. As it said in Reish of Lamed Vav, her name was Basmas. Basmas was in Shmol HaChayis Nevoyes. How do we say Mochalat? El Melamed, Shenim Chulu Loi Avay Noisav. His sins were forgiven. Mikan, says Rishami, Lechosn, Shemoy Chulu Loi Avay Noisav. The sins of a Chosn get forgiven. Now, Chazal tell us, three people have their sins forgiven. Gersh in Iskaya, somebody becomes a Ger. Ho'ele Ligdula, somebody becomes a president, or a Shtela, he has Gersh in Iskaya, he needs his sins forgiven. And Noise Isha, somebody gets married. And we learn this from over here. Now, why should a person who gets married have his sins forgiven? So let's go into Das Chazal. Chazal tell us like this. This comes from a Matzavina, who is another day that man. An interesting shot, he says. Why should a woman want to get married? She has no mitzvah prurabu. She has no mitzvah of what a man has to do. A man has to get married, and in order for a man to get married, he needs a helpmate, he needs a person to to help him get along. He needs someone to help him get along. Therefore, he begs her, please, do me a favor. And by you marrying me, we're going to have a shutras. And with this shutras, we will become a unit. And through that, my mitzvah can be Mekayim my mitzvah. But she said to herself, if I'm going to get married to you, then we are talking about a very good shutras. But if that's the case, and I'm going to help you bring up your children, but you said the shutras has got to always work, that things got to be equal. He and her get married, the shutras becomes a single unit, and when the shutras become a single unit, then everything works very well. But shutras will only start as a good shutras. Your shutras will only become a good shutras when things start off new. The shutras don't want to take on Torah Tavedis. The shutras said, I should take on your old Averis. And now we're going to work everything together. But I'm not going to go in the past and I should take on Averis which is done in the past. If so, we have to be mindful in the color of Averis. So all his sins get totally forgiven. Everything gets completely wiped off. So that she can start something new. And then that way they work together. That's why Michael and the Kalav and Esav, the ship has got to be something and a beautiful system. I can see I've still got a couple of minutes left, so I shall go back to a Koyach Avroshim. Koyach Avroshim, just want to show what the Koyach Avroshim can do. The prophet said a little bit earlier that at the end of chapter Chavvov, that when Esav got married, when he was 40 years old, he took Yehuda's bas ba'eli achiti and Basmas bas eilen achiti. So the prophet said that Tiena Moiras Ruach, they were Moiras Ruach and Yitzchak Ol Rivka. They were upsetting to Yitzchak. What were they upsetting about? Because they served idols and their Oshan of their Ketzedet and interfered with Yitzchak and Rivka. So the Medrash says Yitzchak more than Rivka. Why? Yitzchak had never seen it in his youth and Rivka had seen it in her youth. Yitzchak had never seen it, Rivka had seen it. When had Rivka seen it? When had Rivka seen it? Rivka had seen it 60 years ago. When she was a little girl in her house, she had seen her father serving idols. 60 years had passed, all those many years had passed. The Roshim which had been left in the system was so devoutly great that 6 years later it didn't upset her so much when she saw her daughters-in-law serving the idol. Whereas Yitzchak had never seen this type of thing, so it left him upset him very much. You see, the kind of Roshim, what we do, how gefährlich it is, we make schlechte Rishonim, or we make good Rishonim on whoever it is, the Rishonim can last a long, long time. Just want to finish up with a story, which is a beautiful little story, which happened in Antwerp. A Pesach Kron, who you well know, once went to Antwerp many years ago, and the Prince of Kontold, who is or who was the Rosh HaKol there, said to the Prince of Kron, come with me. He took me to the Saratoga School, where it was on a Wednesday, and they were having our Erev Shabbos, you know, pre-Shabbos table, a little kindergarten. So Esther laid the table, and Boros got out the mirrors, and Malka got the Kiddush cup poured out, and Moshe made Kiddush. So the Rebbe said, "Come, Moshe, mach Kiddush." So he poured out a cup, he holds the cup there, and he looks around the room, and he says, "Oi, Jesus, give me a shvera vach." And he drops back into his chair. What happened? He had seen when he was a child, he'd seen at home, how the father of his Kiddush, oh, he's just going to Shvedim. Instead of being mantik the Shabbat and enjoying the beautiful Kiddush of our Shabbat, he became the Shvedim, and that Roshim goes over to the children. We have to be so careful what type of Roshim we make, because we can't do exactly the wrong thing. My son told me that he had a mighty master soul. Of a person, no great person. Somebody told him that this Yid had brought up murdered children, and they asked him, "What did you do to bring up your children? What did you do? What greatness have you done to bring up such wonderful children?" So he said, "I came from Poland. He came from Poland over to America, and at the time that was very, very hard to get Panos in America, very hard." So people lost their job. They had to work a whole day week from Sunday to Shabbos, including Shabbos, and if it didn't work the whole week, they lost their job. Nevertheless, some went through and some fell. Not everybody. How did they get the rejection slip? The rejection slip was written on the face of work on the Monday, you're fired. Torah. This person said, what did I do with my rejection slip? I didn't say, never another rejection slip. I collected the rejection slips, many of them, and I plastered my sukkah with them. And the children thought Kedusha for Shabbos is worth it. Just when they see how much Shabbat is worth, they got the whole rest of it.
On the subject of children having a voice, it's a time to love for children is cut out by a group of Benairus, which is mentioned here. There's a particular shout HaKosha that when you light a Lukas Nairus to daven for children. At the same time, it's also mentioned that you can daven and include your husband and other tillers. Just to mention briefly, last week, we mentioned on Parshas Toldos, women take precedence over men and who is actually obligated to light. Tillers are necessary for the wife to light. Even if the husband insists he does want to light, it's the mitzvah of the lady, she's supposed to do so. The Rambam says that the nasty meaning is what the reasoning is behind it. If the reason is because the woman is supposed to light, because she's the woman of the house, she's the care of the bias, or if we say that the reason is the negative reason, because the woman is in fact the one which dimmed the light of the world because she forced the husband to eat from the Eitz HaDaat. And therefore it's all a rectification of a sin from before. So on the basis of that, it would be either a positive or a negative thing that she takes precedence over men. The man's obligation to light, if he's on his own and he hasn't got a bail to light for him, or for whatever reason, then he would light. And we discussed in the Eures here that if a woman is chas v'shulam blind, is she allowed to light? And the answer is, of course, she would light, but if she has benefit from light, and she makes a bucha yoyt ha meurot if she would daven, if she is led in the direction where she would benefit from the light, and she has hanua from other people being able to see where they're actually going, so therefore she has benefit from light, although she can't see it. So similarly, if she was to light leslach on her own, she would do so. But if the husband is a pikeach, he's able to see, then he would say the bucha taratukas and eros for her. The Al-Pisod, it's brought down here that the sequence in which you would prepare the lechta for Shabbos would be first to put the candelabra or the menorah, whichever is in the right place, then the psila to prepare the wick for those people which don't light candles, they put them into oil, and then thirdly you would pour the oil into it. And the Rambam means down that in the Beis Mikdash that was the sequence and the order that actually prepared the lechta for Shabbos. For on every single day for the menorah, first the menorah and then the psila and then the oil. There's another interesting he'ura here which is brought down from the Machzor HaShekel, which says that a woman who is got, or parents who have got problems with children and the upbringing of children, there's also skidah that during the Hadlukas and Erev Shabbos is a particularly auspicious time for them to be able to daven for Siyata Dishmaya, for the upbringing of the children at that given time. And she can also spoil them at that moment. It's a very, very strong Shas HaKosha. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is also brought down here that there's a mitzvah to give tzedukah fire to Adlokas HaNairos. And he mentions the union of three perutas or three coins, whichever would be, to the Pishka, has also got some union of pisois, which I don't know. And I believe that the Vilna Gaon was mentioned also last week with regards to three things which are said to a person, and just add to that that the Gaon says here in the Mishnah in Domei Madlikin that says kechas al Hashem and kechas al haner, that a person thinks that a person is worried about the light being on, then the question is whether he's allowed to extinguish them. Then the Vilna Gaon mentions the word, it should be chas al Hashem and chas al apsila. Why does it say kechas? Kechas means that it's tachzachen. Because it's brought down here that there's a mitzvah of a person to take candles which are mehudadik and the nicest, most expensive, the finest candles so that they shine forth brightly. He wants to be stingy and he wants to cut corners and perhaps buy a second or third rate in order to save a few pennies. Then the Gaon says this is kirchas al Hashem and kirchas al Hashem. He only appears to him that he thinks he's saving. But really, if he tries to cut corners here, then the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will so ordain circumstances that it will cost him elsewhere, so he's not really saving anything at all.